Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 310 for Wednesday, March 16th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market posted gains on Wednesday as chart-based buying combined with a lack of selling to elevate prices. Malaysian palm oil, crude oil, and Chicago Board of Trade soy oil finished higher, which boosted values. Slow farmer selling was supportive, and close scrutiny is already being paid to dry parts of Western Canada. Volumes were on the light side. However, the looming South American soybean crop cast a bearish tone over the market. European rapeseed futures were lower, which weighed on values. Demand is somewhat uncertain due to new rules over Chinese dockage allowance. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was barely lower, with the most active May contract at $3.68 a bushel. Corn prices were put under pressure by weather forecasts, calling for more favorable weather in South America, which should help their harvest. There were also expectations that the wet, and in some cases flooded fields in the U.S. plains, will dry out with milder weather. On the flip side, advances in crude oil helped to prop up the faltering corn market. Ethanol production was also up. Soybeans are up 1 to 2 cents with the May contract checking in at $8.94 a bushel. The market was lower for much of the day but finished higher at the end after the USDA said private exporters sold 100,000 tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown buyers, and that indicates demand is reasonable. On the other side, the sunny South American weather was bearish for soybeans as both Brazil and Argentina are expected to have massive crops. The lower value of the Brazilian real also dragged down the market. Yesterday alone, the currency dropped 4%. Wheat was 5 to 6 cents lower with the May contract at $4.70 a bushel. The wheat market declined as worries over excess dryness in the U.S. southern plains eased. The strength of the U.S. dollar also weighed down prices. Exports are already at a 44-year low. A recent Egyptian tender showed that American wheat simply can't compete with many of its rivals in places like the Black Sea, France, and South America. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.